Oh, Slavery the Musical?
Slavery
I could
the
do Chains,
Musical.
Chains, Chains, which is also kind of a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Hey, You Know It! Special Halloween episode. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my spooky co-host,
Katie Kazmir.
Welcome to episode 25. Halloween is upon us.
Again.
Again, every year at this time. Who knew?
Are you a big Halloween fan?
I'm getting to be a big Halloween fan because it's getting to be a really big deal. If you notice this year, it's like insane. There's pop-up shops everywhere. It's the new Christmas.
Yeah. So there's two on the same street in my town.
Really?
Yeah.
There's one huge one below where I do yoga, and they have everything.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
The costumes when we were kids, the costumes were actually dangerous. Yeah. Remember, kids were always like either catching on fire or getting smothered.
Or the mask, the plastic mask, yes. Mask would crack and then pinch your face.
Yeah, something horrible would like get in your eye somehow. But now that everything is so convincing out there, I want to get something really cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone's going to have it.
What is your idea?
I was going to go as a mummy because they have these cool mummy costumes.
Okay.
That looks like it's like a mummy from New Jersey. It's like a mummy mini dress.
Oh, it's like a sexy. It's got like a cutout in the décolleté.
No. It's not a sexy mummy. It's just a mummy that you can go to like Webster Hell in.
I love Halloween, and I used to win the Halloween costume contests as a kid.
What were some of your most memorable Katie Kazmir costumes?
I think I was like a punk rocker one year. It was the Bride of Frankenstein that won me something.
Did you do like the afro with the strip in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
I did. I had long, long hair, and so I put it up and with my own hair and stuck this plastic cone in the middle and tied up my hair around it. And
nice.
I didn't have to get a wig. It's my own.
My other option for this year is I thought about going as a runaway slave and just sneaking around scurrying. But I don't know how that would play.
And then you could sing. You could do it.
Nobody knows, that kind of thing.
But no, a song from your musical.
Oh, Slavery the Musical?
Slavery
the
Musical.
Chains, 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 which is also kind of a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas and Halloween, Christians, again, Christians are trying to ruin another pagan holiday. You have Christmas, and I'm saying, isn't that enough for you? Now they want Halloween. I found this article here.
God.
It says,
come on.
First of all, let's be clear that Halloween was originally a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
And then the church moved their holiday to it to try to cover it because the first holiday was more fun.
Yeah, they have to. They have to, what is it, piggyback on other people's fun stuff to shove religion down the throat.
Now they're saying here that Catholic parents are being advised to celebrate Halloween by dressing their children up as popular saints instead of witches and devils. And I'm sure the kids are lined up. I want to be Saint Jeremy. Who?
What are you going to do? How do you make your saints stand out against
others? I don't
know.
I went to Catholic school for 2 years. You were raised Catholic.
Yeah.
What does the saint wear? What's the costume?
I envision some kind of very modest gown, maybe some burlap, a burlap bag.
A hair shirt.
Hair shirt.
A cross.
A cross. You can put the stigmata on the hands and feet. That'll be fun.
Okay. But the thing is like, if you're going to dress up as a saint, I just don't think it's going to be that much fun for kids. Unless they're going to dress up as the way the saints bid it. Like, if you do a Joan of Arc and you're engulfed in flames and you can pull that one off, I say go for it. But they also say, nor should pumpkins have menacing or scary faces carved into them, according to a website link provided by the Bishops' Conference, but must wear smiley expressions and have crosses cut into the foreheads. That's still creepy.
That's like Charles Manson.
Yes. Now so instead of having a jagged, like a sneer on your face of the pumpkin, it's going to have a smile and a cross in the middle of its forehead.
Like, and no little teeth or anything.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, evil looking eyes or anything.
And I'll tell you this is what's really going to get it to catch on with the kids. Trick or treat pranks are discouraged. The Catholic Church advises us to light a bonfire instead in an attempt to rebrand Halloween as a celebration of the triumph of forces over light and dark. That's creepy.
A bonfire? Like everyone goes to a bonfire instead
with their pumpkin with a cross carved.
That sounds like a Children of the Corn kind of deal.
Yeah.
Getting together.
It says the suggestions for a Christian-style Halloween, how is this Christian, by the way, is that there should be presents wrapped And they should be in a box with slogans such as Jesus is our light. Fine. Jesus is our king. Okay. Jesus loves me. All right. And Jesus is the biz. What? You're going to alienate children who are interested in Jesus by trying to be cool. This is ridiculous. They want Christians to understand that Halloween was once a vigil feast of All Saints Day, which is wrong because I did my research.
No, it wasn't at all.
It was one of the four holy days of the Druids.
Yeah, and it's the time of the year where
the veil is thin.
The dead and the living is thin. And so it was the Druids are like, let's, keep everything cool and put a few things together to make sure that all hell doesn't break loose.
Exactly.
And that's what it's supposed
to be. That's what it's supposed to be about. Plus, I think now it's gone so far away from religion altogether. It's just an excuse to dress up. And let's be honest, in this economy, the way things are going in this country, let people have some fun for the love of sweet whoever you believe in.
And costumes back then with the Druids, they were supposed to ward off evil spirits. So you were supposed to be scarier than a demon.
Exactly. So if a demon shows up, they see you, they're like,
So like your Snooki costume, that would be scary enough.
Yeah.
But my sexy nurse costume isn't going to do it.
But sexy nurse with blood coming out of an orifice, like out of the eyes and maybe the nose, maybe a zombie sexy nurse, a little bit scarier.
Yeah.
So I say this is awful. And I feel bad for these little kids forced to dress up like St. Lucy and St. Francis of Assisi.
Who's your favorite saint, Jaquetta?
Mary Magdalene, of course. And you know why. Let me dress up like her.
Yeah. Jesus' wife.
Yeah. Right? Or I'm going to dress up as one of the popes of Avignon. I don't know. Happy Halloween to all of you out there, regardless of your beliefs. Dress up.
Eat some candy.
Have the candy. Oh, this is another problem.
What?
Candy.
I read an article for it was advice for parents with kids who have diabetes.
Yeah, I was going to say there were tons of links for that.
Yeah, that's like what it's all about. Everyone's like, oh, my kid has diabetes,
That
like,
should be your first concern is that your kid has friggin' diabetes.
Yeah.
Not what to do about Halloween.
I think that you should, for every piece of candy, they should be able to trade it in for like a dollar.
Here, I disagree with that. It says here, what this woman on parenting, expert advice, how to handle Halloween candy. What to do with all the candy. For the very youngest kids under 3, have fun dressing up or carving. Do they even know what's going on?
No, they don't.
Who cares?
They have no idea.
They're
hot or cold. Yeah. And they're annoyed that people are looking at them and touching them.
But one of their suggestions was for elementary school and older, invite them beforehand, before trick-or-treating. Invite them. This is from someone who lives in Park Slope. You tell a kid. You don't invite a kid. Invite them beforehand to consider how much candy their body might want or need that evening. All of it. Ask a kid, how much candy, little Katie, do you think your body might want or need this Halloween?
Well, want and need are two different things.
Yeah.
And
all of it. The answer is all of it, right?
As much as I can get.
Yes.
And I want to go to the neighborhoods with the houses close together.
Yeah, so I can get as much candy as possible. And I don't want to walk because I have diabetes.
And if you tried, and I'm going to count my candy afterwards.
Yeah.
Because 90% of all parents dip into the bag and steal their kids' candy.
Also, allow them to choose a few of their favorites to enjoy that night. Discuss with them how they'd like to handle the rest of the candy. Now, this is like a transaction with your kid now. I didn't know parents needed expert advice on this kind of. Here's another thing. Keep leftover candy out of sight. It shouldn't be hidden, but it does.
Well, so you have like a gauzy veil?
Yes.
Once there was the kid who in my neighborhood who was sick and couldn't go out, and we all had to give a portion of our candy to the sick person.
And you learned on that day that you should have eaten all your candy rather than give it to a person.
Oh, I was giving the lollipops and the Mary Janes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did.
The crappy stuff. Mary Jane will rip a filling out. I've learned that the hard way.
Or give you a new filling.
Yeah, it will also give you. You could use it as a putty.
Right. And if you have a crown, which is coming loose, stick some in there and use it like Paladin.
I just got a crown put in and the guy's like, how does it feel? I'm like, it's awful.
Yeah.
It feels like someone's other tooth is in my mouth.
So you think that dentists are like, woo, it's Halloween.
No, but you know what? I distinctly remember as a kid, dentists giving out candy.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. They're cheap. Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with, 4 out of 5dentists. I think they just don't really care anymore.
What about the scary stuff? What about the scare effect?
I mean, nothing really scares me. I know that I watched Paranormal Activity 2 the other night, okay. And I was as bored as I was the first time.
I get scared with that stuff.
I need to see something. Like, if you're a demon and you can't get out of the basement.
Oh, no.
No. I'm not interested. You're a demon and you're haunting a suburb. a subdivision.
No, but it's like when they're kind of weak and then they get stronger. And it's like, what's it going to do now?
Like, if all you're going to do is move around some things in the cabinets.
Very
I'm
strange.
Saying just bring it from the get-go. Don't stand at the foot of my bed. Yeah. Just bite me at the start of the film and then we got ourselves some scariness. Then we have crazy-ass Jaquetta running around wreaking havoc in a subdivision in Santa Cruz or wherever.
Have
it is.
You ever seen a ghost or anything? Have you ever had a paranormal?
No, because I don't believe in anything. I'm not even sure we're here. I have no beliefs.
So, have you ever had an experience you can't explain?
Okay, does my first marriage count? Have I ever had an experience I can't explain?
Like something weird happened and there's no reason for it. Like there's no logical reason.
I know you have.
Yes.
Because you're asking the question that the only thing that's ever freaked me out. And my husband actually brought this up. Greg brought this up. He's like, what if you came home one day and there was someone sitting outside with like, who looked a little disheveled and like maybe had a little blood on them, but was wearing my clothes. I'm like, why would you say that?
Oh my God. It was the weirdest.
That other people scare me.
Okay.
Herman Cain scares me. That's something I can't explain. That's paranormal to me. That's Paranormal 4.
Okay.
People's like behavior. I'm afraid of other people. Because what else is there to be afraid of? Wild animals? Maybe.
How about the shows that have that go out and investigate hauntings?
That is... Okay. Don't even get me started on that. Have you watched the show? The show has been off for 7 seasons. They haven't caught Ghost 1.
I know, but what about the different audio recordings and the different things? Like, they're in a room... And then they record something, and then later on they play it back, and there's somebody else in there talking.
I just think that they were kind of like us when we first started making our own recordings. Like, they set it up in a bad way.
Okay.
I watched that show, and I have to say, I was impressed by the amount of equipment and the technicians it took not to see or hear a damn thing. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, let's see what we can pick up with our little mic now.
Okay.
Ready? Is there anybody... else in the room with us at Hey You Know It?
Well, I think you have your answers right there. That was like kind of like
ghost hunters.
Yeah. I can't, and they have international ghost hunters, so they can go all over the world and not find any. The whole ghost thing, it's like, if you just show me anything, it's like Bigfoot. Don't show me a picture of some guy dressed up like Bigfoot in the distance.
Right.
That's like blurry. Like, if you bring me conclusive evidence. Like,
and so I was in the bathroom in my apartment, and I have the medicine cabinet has 3 mirrors that kind of fold out so you can see, you get your face. Well, I opened up one of the mirrors and then proceeded to do whatever I was doing with my face, and the mirror moved about an inch. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I said, what? You know, and I moved it, and the spring, there actually is no spring, it's just a hinge. And it was tight, and you can't move it, and it just moved on its own an inch. And I sat there for like a half hour moving it in different ways, trying to figure out why it moved on its own.
I mean, I'm blaming gravity on this one, but aside from physics, I got nothing.
Yeah. Did I scare you, listeners?
Yeah.
Was that too much? I'm sorry. I'm going to have nightmares now about my mirror that moved.
Some sound effects. I love haunted houses. Mm-hmm. I like scary movies and scary, you know, scary images and haunted houses because of the artistry that goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot of work to scare people nowadays. Or in the case of Paranormal Activity, no work. And about 5 mil.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's number 3. Have you seen it?
No.
Are you going to go see it?
You know what? I'll wait till it comes out.
I think it's better to see a scary movie at home.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to be in
the
theater.
It's scarier. In the movie theater, surrounded by 30 people, and for me, an inevitable 6-pack of Mike's Hard, it's not that scary. That movie, I just wish more had happened. I was happy at the end where the woman in Paranormal 2 finally came in and broke people's necks. I was like, it's all, and then it was over.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was over. I'm saying start breaking necks in the opening scene.
Yeah, you know? That's right. You have to put it on the first page to get anywhere.
And
how'd that movie get made?
Because it was cheap.
Yeah.
A spooky celebrity discount.
Ooh.
In our somewhat celebrity corner. I've merged the two. together.
Oh.
Because I have actually found, if you can believe this.
Listeners, you have to see the glee on Jaquetta's face.
I'm so excited to put two things together. I have a discount Jason Bateman.
No.
Yep.
Okay. Now, discount celebrity listeners is where we have one celebrity who's the A-lister and the other one who is the cheap discount if you can't afford the A-lister.
They're kind of like the Bobo, like the dollar store special. So today's discount celebrities are Jason Bateman, who we all know and love, and Adam Scott. So Jason Bateman, if you don't know who he is, you've been living in a cave.
And you haven't listened to our show
before. Listened to our show. But I just want to give...
We have another segment called This Week in Jason Bateman, where we talk about Jason Bateman. Because,
and we've merged the two.
Because he is
decent.
And we don't love him and we're not sexually attracted to him.
Yeah.
But we support his work.
We support him.
So this is brilliant.
And one of on Twitter, someone tweeted me that they thought Jason Bateman was fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
He's falling at the body.
He's fine.
Okay.
And they liked that he was doing he had a comeback.
Okay.
They liked the resurrection of his career. So just a little background on Jason Bateman. Born in 1969 in Rye, New York. Jason Kent. Bateman.
Yes.
And he says he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's 1.83 meters.
So I'm giving you his discount, who is Adam Scott. Now, Adam Scott plays a lot of the similar type of roles. He plays a good guy. He's kind of put upon. He's got dark hair, but he looks kind of like if Jason Bateman were a clay sculpture and you just pinched everything to the front to kind of make it look like a hedgehog or a porcupine, bam,
yeah.
Adam Scott.
You are right.
Yes, I'm telling you. This is one of the best ones. Adam Scott was born in 1973.
Okay.
He says he is 5'10".
Yeah. You know, when they say they're 5'10", they're 5'7".
Yeah, I'm giving him 5'7". Maybe 5'8", but probably not very much. He's been in the game for a long time, and he seems very humble. All of his quotes are like, hey, I went for this part, and I can't believe it. I got the part, and here I am in the movie. He has been in a number of TV shows. Well, Parks and Recreation. He has, and he still considers himself to be a guest star. I'm like, you've been on the show for like a full season, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's very humble, which makes him kind of
like Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Why we think he's decent.
Yeah, he was also in Party Down. Have you seen Party Down?
No.
It's excellent. He plays a guy who is a wannabe actor who's given up, and he's working at a catering business, and it's just like their exploits. It's very funny. It's helmed by him, and it's just a very revealing kind of show. He was in some random stuff. I made a list.
There was a movie where he was fell in love with his brother's girlfriend or something.
What was that?
I forget the name of it.
He was in Leap Year, which I saw, which was a horrible rom-com. He's in Parks and Rec. We said The Aviator.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that.
He's got Party of Five.
Wait a minute. Who was he in Party of Five?
He must have been tiny. He's been in TV a lot. Party of Five was a long time ago. I don't know, way back in the day.
And he was also in Step Brothers.
Yeah, Step Brothers, Wasteland. But one of his big break, apparently, was Hellraiser 4, which he was thrilled to be in. Because he was like, hey, it's work.
Yeah.
And it was work. And he was also in Knocked Up. I don't know if I said that. So he's got some films coming up right now, which tell me if this isn't Discount Bateman. There's one called The Bachelorette. Three friends are asked to be bridesmaid at a wedding of a woman who they used to ridicule back in high school.
All right.
And he's not the lead.
Huh.
Yeah. There's another one called My Mother's Curse. An inventor and his mom hit the road so they can sell the latest invention. Seth Rogen, Barbara Streisand, and Adam Scott.
Wow.
Another one called ACOD, a comedy about a grown man who discovers he was enlisted in a study about divorced children. When he's ushered into a present-day follow-up study, it wrecks havoc. These sound like Discount Bateman roles.
It smells like it. It looks like it. It tastes like it.
This is a guy who has gotten to do some Bateman-like stuff without having to do the second coming. He's just slowly plodded along.
Yeah, but he jumped in on like the comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So just when Jason Bateman was hitting his upswing, bam, out of nowhere, Adam Scott. I am saying that Jason Bateman is 110%.
Okay, because
we got to give him more.
Yeah.
But I'm putting Adam Scott at 75%.
I would say 80.
You'd say 80?
I'd go to 80 on this one.
All right, I'm going to go with you to 80. I'm going to raise you to 82. because of piranhas in 3D.
Perfect.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, Adam Scott, you are the discount Jason Bateman. Yeah, congratulations.
Great. And you have he has the same rapport with Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
That, excuse me.
Are you?
Again.
Really?
You know what? Someone just busted in the Hey You Know It studio.
I think it was
again.
That dude, the Indian Where's Waldo guy.
Are you kidding?
What a putt. I found something here that is not necessarily Halloween related, but it is spooky.
Okay.
PETA lawsuit over SeaWorld orcas likely to spur debate on expansion of animal rights. PETA is asking a federal court to grant constitutional rights to five killer whales, saying that their captivity is violating the 13th Amendment ban on slavery. PETA has lost their damn mind. It says here that the 13th Amendment, while prohibiting slavery and involuntary servitude, does not specify that only humans can be victims. So they're trying to use the 13th Amendment to free
Willie.
To free Willie, but also to free that Icelandic killer whale that, remember, dragged that woman a year or two
oh,
ago
right, and killed her.
To her death.
And did you say how brightly I said that?
Yeah. Well, it's self-defense.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. PETA says here that the slaves, they are, by any definition, these orcas are slaves. And see if this sounds familiar. Kidnapped from their homes, kept confined, denied everything that's natural to them, and forced to perform tricks for SeaWorld's profit. The males have their sperm collected. The females are artificially inseminated and forced to bear young, which is sometimes shipped away, red sold down the river. I'm adding that myself.
Oh,
but it sounds like slavery to me.
It does sound like it.
And it calls it into
a... Except
they're
not human.
Yeah, except they're not human. But I mean, I've been to amusement parks, and even as a child, I always felt kind of bad for the whales.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're huge, and they're in what looks like a kiddie pool to them, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not a great situation.
No, it's not good. And I was thrilled when they attacked that woman. I always feel like, you know, when they had them come out and, like, spit water in the audience, that they're trying to figure out if they could get a projectile in there. If they could chuck a spear, if you will, if we want to go with the slavery thing, right into the audience.
Oh.
It really bothers me that they have those animals performing like that. Same for dolphins, which are supposed to be intelligent.
Well, all of that, all animal performers.
Yeah. So that's what scares me, if you want to talk about what's scary.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to SeaWorld at night and walking by the tank? I imagine they're just looking at you with their big eye, like, come on, come a little closer.
Yeah.
I need some fish.
Chomp. Yeah, like what is it? Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. I go on a rampage.
I agree.
If someone's collecting
my
sperm,
so they don't get a constitutional.
No, they don't get a constitutional
and
right.
And also, like,
I don't think they are actually thinking they're going to get that, but they're trying to build publicity for it.
But also, that's an American thing too, and whales are notorious for swimming in international waters.
Well, yeah, one of these whales is from Iceland.
Yeah,
is he
so
covered?
He doesn't. No, not under
but
the American.
What about the Geneva Convention? There's a site called Snopes.com, and I discovered this site because my mom used to always send me these things. They're like, watch out, 8,000 Mexican gangs that need to rape you for initiation,
yes.
So be careful.
Yeah, on Halloween.
And if you don't send this email to someone else, you will be raped by a Mexican gang initiation. So the site called Snopes tells you if these things are, you know, true or not true, the internet rumors. So this one was true or not, and tell me what you think. Bodies of suicide victims have been mistaken for Halloween decorations.
Yes.
It is true.
It is true.
It's messed up. It happened in Delaware. In 2005, the corpse of a 42-year-old woman was left suspended in public for a few hours because her lifeless body was assumed to be yet another Halloween display.
Yeah, yeah.
She hung herself, and then people were like, that looks so real.
Oh, my God.
Another guy in 2009... killed himself, and he sat undisturbed on a balcony, on his own balcony, for several days because people thought it was a part of his Halloween display.
Yep.
And the quote was, it's very strange. It did look unreal, to be honest. At one point, the cops saw it, and they were like, nah. Now, come on, coppers. put down the donut and go over, prod it, poke it.
Yeah, but that's the pride of the police. So they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to touch it because it's going to be, you know, somebody dressed up and they're going to grab me and then I'll look foolish.
But if you think something looks like, I do on the subway all the time, I'll see someone and I'm like, so yeah. I just try to come over a little bit and see if they're breathing or moving.
Yes.
And then I go, I don't care if they wake up. It's better that I check to see if someone's dead.
Yeah.
Because there have been dead bodies on the subway. One guy rode all the way to, like, Canarsie.
And that's not where you want to be when you're
And
dead.
Someone was complaining. At one point, apparently, he slumped over. And some dude, like, pushed him back and was like, yo.
Stop sleeping on my shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dead man.
Oh, my God. Well, there's also... Besides the dead bodies, there's people who stage their Halloween decorations to look like people. Like, they're, you know, the one where they put a dummy of a man hanging off the roof?
Yeah.
And then the ladder has fallen down?
Oh, I haven't seen that. This is in the suburbs where they
have
a roof.
Where they have a, yeah. So if you're driving by, it looks like someone is hanging off their roof and they fell off the ladder. So people have, like, you know, slammed on their brakes and gotten out to help this person hanging from their roof.
That's odd because that seems very unperson-like to stop and try to help somebody. Is the person hanging with a...
Yeah, like they were cleaning out the gutters.
Okay, so it's not like 2 feet sticking out of the gutter.
Yeah, it's, okay. Yeah. No, no.
That's what I'm imagining.
No. It's like it's a dummy of a person hanging off the roof. Like, I'm hanging on for dear life. I was cleaning the gutters. And suddenly the ladder slipped out underneath me.
Now, would it be okay if it were a saint or an archbishop of some sort?
Right.
I'm sorry, but I've been to Catholic church. And some of the scariest, the first time I ever went to a Catholic church, I was scared. Because in the shabby old Protestant church that I used to go to, we didn't have anything. We just had white Jesus picture.
Yeah.
In the Catholic church, it looked like Halloween to me. There are people being flayed.
Yeah, the Stations of the Cross are all around. So the whole entire, the saga of Jesus... being crucified, all the stations, yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah,
it's
like
very
dioramas
graphic.
on all around the church.
And when I did medieval studies, the same thing, gruesome.
Yeah,
absolutely gruesome.
How about egg throwing? Have you ever thrown eggs on Halloween?
No, I had an egg thrown near me when I lived over in the Bronx. I got off the bus driver. I was like, don't get off the back of the bus. They're gonna throw an egg. And I'm like, they're not going to throw eggs at me.
If you get off the back of the bus, they throw eggs?
No, it's just like, it was the night before Halloween. Hell night.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, they're going to throw eggs. I'm like, well, that's hellish. So I got off, and then an egg landed near me. And then some kids ran. And I was like, yeah, nice work there, buddy. Maybe if you had gym, you wouldn't be throwing like a little girl. See you later.
I walked out of the movie theater with my boyfriend. And it was on Halloween. Or the night before, and we were walking down the street. It was on 23rd in the city. And
Chelsea.
I
know.
And something landed. I saw something come down, and it landed on my head, and I thought it was a leaf at first, and I went to get it.
Lo and behold.
And it was a big, giant spider, and it was like a giant rubber spider.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it scared. I screamed like an old white lady with a pearl necklace, like kind of like...
Did you lift up your skirts and tiptoe away really fast?
Oh, no. My scream was something like, whoa!
So, it was a wealthy operatic scream.
Yeah. And somebody, like, probably, like, you know, 5 stories up in this building, these kids lowered it down on a string.
That is awesome!
Got me right on the head
and then
pulled
it back.
Up, and I'm
well played.
It was
fifth
well
floor
done.
Apartment.
Very
well,
well done.
Played. That's awesome.
I'll never forget it. They did a good job, and they got me.
See, that's how you do Halloween, right there, folks. And with that, I think we can close out our Halloween episode.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and go to iTunes. Download us there. And if you feel like it, give us a 5-star review. All 5-star reviews will be read on our next show, regardless of content. Thank you very much.
Also, next week we have an extra special guest, Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting. They're a sketch duo. I have a show coming out on the night before Thanksgiving, which I'm calling Thanksgiving Eve. I don't know if that's a thing. It's at the Bowery Poetry Club. The show is called Balls Out Comedy. It's at 8 p.m. and it's an all-female show, but it's for everybody. More information at ballsoutcomedy.wordpress and also at bigguns.bigtobacco.com.
But it's not for the kids.
No, it's not.
Hey, podcast listeners, if you enjoy listening to Hey You Know It,
why not try the latest and greatest podcast from Australia? Talking Shit with Mark, Adam, and Scotty.
With segments like Wifey's Bikini News, 10 Seconds with a Random Person, and Mark's Crazy Questions. Also featuring the hilarious Comedy Gold with Adam.
And with special guests from time to time. Check it out now at www.talkingshit.com. That's
T-A-L-K-E-N shit.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's coming like a ghost star.
Why must the youth fight against himself? Government leaving the youth on the shelf.
This place is coming like a ghost star.
No job to be found in this country.
Can't go on no more. The people getting out.